Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I was sitting here just thankful because I have a full voice and I can see some things, and I just realized that there is so much I have taken for granted in life, you know, things that we just go about each day and we never stop and think about because they're always there. We always have the ability to breathe when we wake up and, you know, and to see and to touch and to feel and to smell and to hear. And we just go about it as if it's just always going to be there. And in most cases, it is always there. But sometimes through lack of circumstances that are not our fault, or even sometimes, you know, choices that lead us to become injured or damaged or accidents, people have a tendency to just, you know, try life in ways I never would, like jumping out of things and jumping over things and jumping on these things where they slide down and they pretend they're Tarzan or whoever else they think about as they go through these obstacle courses that people have developed as a form of fun, and I'm not sure what else, but I'm sure you know what I mean. It's kind of like when that fad of bungee jumping started years ago, and then people started doing things. Actually, I think people were diving off of cliffs in certain countries forever, and they seem to enjoy it. It's probably the perfect adrenaline rush for them. But in my case, I've always been a little more cautious about life. And so, you know, as I go through my day, I think about, you know, just the quality of what it means to have a full breath in my lungs. And even when it's not a full breath, just enough of a breath so that I can speak audible and be okay with moving around my day and feel that, you know, everything is going to be okay. And as I was thinking of that, I was reminded of a poem that I had written in one of my groups where we were talking about things that we were grateful for. And someone said, "Wow, that's interesting. You actually are grateful for breath. And most of us don't think about that." And so this friend said that to me a few, probably about a month or so ago, and it stayed in my heart because I don't think he was trying to convict me for not taking care of my life or making poor choices or not appreciating what I had before. I think he was just really making a profound statement of how we move through life and we don't always realize our blessings. And so I was sharing that thought with someone recently, and I don't remember the title of the poem. I can't even recall it right now, the actual words, or I would recite it with you. So I'll see if I can find it and share it later. The other thing I thought about was that I was telling someone that we had 6 books, and I was trying to put all the books together in my mind and actually put them on my iPad where I can see the titles and whatnot. And I realized that a couple of things. The first one is that, you know, I set each one up with a theme. And so book 7's theme is Letters to a Young Heart. And in that book, I talk to the people that I love who are younger than I am by probably decades. And I just share things that I've learned and feelings that I've had and some of the letters that I've written to them over the years to encourage them and to help bring a smile to their face and joy into their heart. And one of the things I realized was that I released the books out of order. I released Prayers, Peace, and Praise, which is definitely book 6. And then I release the book that I, for community poetry, that has just really been on my heart. That theme, you know, has just been something in my heart and in my spirit for a long time. But that's actually book 8, not book 7. So I've got to get my ducats in a row and get in contact with our editor and try to get that finished so that we can put book 7 out there for you. But the thing is, I realize that we have grown this type of sort of a ministry to speak of love, peace, and joy for God into 8 published books. And that has nothing to do with all the other content that we have disseminated on our YouTube channel and through other mediums. But it feels like we've got branches and we're reaching deeper now. And so I think I shared with you that I had an intern who was creating some videos for us and working with some of the books. And I just want to tell you that even when we're not aware of all the blessings that we have in our life, they are there. And so as I was thinking through this book collection and thinking that I had, you know, the 6 books and realized, no, we've got 8 out there, it dawned on me that I'm probably not being as thankful for other things in my life either, you know? And it's not because I am not thankful, but I haven't spoken my thanks to God. I haven't said, you know, Father, I just appreciate this and this. And I know that God reads my heart. I know He knows my mind and He knows every inch of my body and everything I go through. But I still think that just like any human father, He likes to know that His children appreciate Him, you know. And one of my sons said something to me the other day, and I had to just stop and hear it, and I had to sit with it, because my first thing was, I felt a little weird. It wasn't like I was embarrassed, but it was like, wow, okay, I guess I am doing all right, you know. Because, you know, you still want to be able to feed into their life love and things that make a difference. But you have to also watch that fine line with your adult children so that you allow them to grow and live their lives. And so for me, what he said to me was something along the line that he was proud of me. And I was like, for real? And he was like, yeah, I'm proud of you. And then yesterday I spoke with my physician, and she was telling me what she saw through all of my adversity. And I was sitting there in awe of just who she is as a person, but also in awe of the fact that, you know, I just keep going because that's what I believe I'm supposed to do. And I keep learning so that I can maybe help someone else not have the outcome that I had with the retinal surgeries, if that makes any sense. And so I'm always looking for knowledge and looking for ways to better my situation, because my thought is, if I better my situation and I speak life and love into one person and they speak life and love into one more person, that we can have a chain effect of life and love. And so, you know, I know that we're not going to, you know, we're not going to beat the sounds of all the negativity in other areas, but I believe we're going to beat the sounds that mean the most to the people that we can reach. And so I want to just say to you that if you've got a battle, if you've got a difficult path or a tough situation, that people see you. Even if you don't see how you are being perceived. And people love you and they want to help you. And, you know, don't be so quick to say you don't need the help, you know. And God is always speaking. And so, you know, today I was talking, well, I was texting with one of my aunts, and she was like, I want to do this. I want to do this for you. And I was like, I don't need this. And she was like, but I want to do this for you. And I was thinking, okay, so I need to stop. I need to stop blocking a blessing that she wants to give to me and a blessing that God has placed into her heart to give to me, because maybe what she's offering is what God knows I need. And when I say no to her, I'm in some way saying no to God. And I just wanted to share that thought with you, because I think that we just don't see how much the way we live helps others live and gives them hope and gives them purpose. And if someone is trying to be a gift to you, allow them to be a gift to you. If someone is speaking life into you and telling you that they're proud of you and the way that you've been fighting through your adversity, accept that for what it is. Because in some ways, we could be entertaining angels and not even know it, right? God could be using these people to speak into us to let us know that, you know, He sees what we're doing and He wants us to keep doing it. And so I don't want you to be sad or to sit in any moments of depression, anxiety, or fear. I want you to reach out and let the people who love you, love you. Allow them to speak life into you. Allow them to give you what they can, whether it's a handshake, a hug, if it's a book, if it's whatever it is. I remember the kids' great aunt used to always say, bring the kids by so I can give them a little piece of change. And it would just make me smile because, you know, no matter what, I would always say, no, we don't need it. She'd say, I want to do this. And so, you know, I reflect on her often and, you know, my heart just smiles because she has passed from this life. But, you know, the things that she taught me by the way that she lived and the way that she loved stay in my heart. And I'm a big one for speaking people's names because in my way, it's honoring them and keeping their spirit alive. And her name was Addie Campbell. And she had one of the most loving hearts that I have ever met. And Addie, just there are still moments that I pick up my phone and I want to call her just because she just had that kind of spirit. And that's the kind of spirit I want to have. I want people to feel that they can call me. And even though I can't always speak, I can hear, I can listen. And so I just want to lift her name up to God and just say thank you for placing Addie into our lives. And I think that, you know, we need to do more of that. We need to speak the names of the ones who help us be who we are today, who help us live in better ways, and who, you know, might have stopped us when we were doing something wrong or making a choice that wasn't maybe the most efficient choice, but for us it was expedient, and we didn't realize that 10, 20 years later we were going to have to maybe deal with that choice we made, right? Or have to make another choice because we didn't take care of things the right way first time. So, you know, I'm sitting here in nostalgia and just thinking of life and loving every moment of it. And I just wanted to share this with you. I'm also going to sit here and I'm going to attempt to make a DIY shampoo so I can get past all of the negative things in our environment, which is something that one of the nurse coaches I was speaking with had helped me see. And she was saying that perhaps that would help me breathe better. So I will, after I finish this concoction I'm going to put together here, I will put that into the show notes for today in case you are interested in trying this. I'm going to do a DIY shampoo, and I'm going to use a product that I did earlier, I want to say a couple of weeks ago, which I've been using for, it's been longer than a couple of weeks, almost a month now. I did a DIY hand soap, and that was really nice. It was mild, and it used castile soap, so I still had the cleaning properties without the preservatives and without the allergens. So I'm going to hopefully hear some good positive feedback from you guys, and hopefully you'll try some of those recipes too. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Wherever you are on your journey, be open to the goodness God is sending your way. Take care. Goodbye.